Sarah Wyatt is indeed a welcomed addition to the Nick Guy Private Eye cast. She has appeared on stage and on screen, both big and small. She sings, dances, and acts, and she has experience behind the scenes as well. Well, I had the opportunity to ask Sarah some questions concerning the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic series, and here's how that conversation went. So how did you come to be a part of the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic series?
So I was working on choreography for a show, Beauty and the Beast, and I met our LeFou, Paul, which is your son, and we started talking about voiceover and sound equipment, and he mentioned Nick Guy Private Eye, and I got connected and just started getting into it, and it was a great experience.
But what drew you to being a part of it?
My interest in voiceover was initially kind of what drew me in, but then when I found out more about Nick Guy, the Christian influence that it has really pulled me in and piqued my interest.
You have a background in stage and film acting. What have you found to be some of the differences between performing in an audio drama and on the stage or in front of a camera?
So I think the biggest difference would be the challenge not to use any physicality. So with radio dramas, you're using just your voice, so you don't get the facial expressions or body language that you do get on stage or on camera, but you're leaving a lot of creativity up to the audience, and you have to help them create the story in their minds.
What are some of your favorite types of characters to play?
So I love the really raw, real kind of dramatic roles, but I can also go to the total other end, and another favorite would be the really over-the-top, absolutely crazy, a little kooky kind of role as well.
What process do you go through as you prepare for a role?
Typically, I read the script all the way through to gain the context of whatever the production may be, and then I like to walk through either just in my head. Sometimes I'll go through some really tiny details about backstory, and then often like to write down the backstory for the character and then go through their motives and their intentions and kind of creating a whole world for them.
The first real exposure I had to your work was the choreography you did for the production Beauty and the Beast, which my son Paul was in, and which I thought was very impressive. I understand that was something relatively new for you.
The choreography was a great experience, and it was new for me. I take a lot of dance classes and continue my training, but to be able to dip my toes into that was really interesting, and I'd like to continue, hopefully, in that.
What other aspects of the theater have you been able to dip your toes into?
I've also directed and stage managed, and I grew up doing theater, so I started interning with kids, helping that way, and I found that getting my hands kind of wherever I could in costumes, light, sound, it really helped me to learn more about the industry as a whole, theater, and again, as that applies to everything else.
If people wanted to find out a little bit more about you, who you are, what you've done, what you're doing, where would be a good place for them to go?
You can go to my website at www.thesarahwyatt.com. That's T-H-E, sarahwyatt.com. And you'll find a fun little website there. You can find more information about things I've done, some videos, some interesting things, and hopefully some updates on what's to come.
What value do you see the Nick Guy series having for the church in this day and in this culture?
I think the value is huge. I grew up listening to some Christian radio dramas myself, and that had a huge impact on my life. So I love seeing Nick Guy Private Eye being able to do that in a new and fresh way and with a different take. And it really allows kids to use their imagination to create these places in these worlds in their minds, and then also learning about God in a culture today that I think really shuts him out of a lot. And I think it's super important that that doesn't happen and that we're exposed to that and that we can learn these really valuable stories and lessons. And I'm really excited that Nick Guy is doing that.